and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Severe weather this Memorial Day weekend has killed no fewer than 18 people from Texas up to Ohio. In hard-hit Valley View, Texas, more than 60 people sought refuge at a gas station. ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore talked to survivors.
We barely made it.
Peggy Heron and her husband Ricky pulled over as the tornado closed in.
The minute we got inside, we saw everybody, and the whole room just, it exploded just that fast.
Ricky says Peggy fell as they fled, and he had to drag her to safety. Astonishingly, authorities say no one's suffering serious injuries.
ABC's Samara Theodore. A 61-year-old man is in custody after a mass shooting in San Fernando, California, on the northern edge of Los Angeles. Five people shot and wounded there. With his brother Robert, they wrote all those memorable songs from Mary Poppins and The Jungle Book. The Walt Disney Company announced Richard Sherman died in Los Angeles at the age of 95. This is ABC News. An emotional homecoming for a Pennsylvania man who could have gotten 12 years in prison in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean after bullets were found in his luggage.
Brian Hagerich back home in Pennsylvania, coaching his son's T-ball league. Reunited with family after a Turks and Caicos judge granted him a suspended sentence, believing a 12-year sentence for carrying ammo was arbitrary and disproportionate to the crime committed.
ABC's Zoreen Shah. New York City police investigating a report of a burglary at a warehouse in Brooklyn confiscated a lot of unregulated marijuana destined for the thousands of illegal pot sellers in the city.
It is not regulated. It is not tested. Designed to get young children eating gummies and smoking weed.
Maureen Kokia with the New York Sheriff.
The money that's made from the sale of these untested illegal products is, you know, mind-boggling.
Value of the confiscated pot products? Put it $1 million. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere, they're slightly personal, we're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Oh, Kelsey, this is your third time in the Devil's Lair. But for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Kelsey Miles?
Oh, I love that you asked me who I am, because that's literally the title of my album coming out. And it's so fun because you could, it's so fun. You can think about roles. You know, I could tell you that I'm a musician and that I used to be a chemist. I have a PhD in chemistry, and I made a huge shift in my life and became a musician. And it's fun to kind of consider all the roles that we all, you know, have and shift. But I love it here in Madison. This is really where I got my start. It really is. I picked up guitar for the first time in 2014 here in Madison, and I have been here ever since playing shows, and I've grown tremendously as a person and a musician because of this town.
You know, we were talking about Bomblastica and the history of, I don't know if you ever played Bomblastica, but I know you and Rocker go way back. You and I go way back from radio. Hey, come on our radio show, please. And just the amount of time that we've known you, you've grown so much as a musician. And it's just amazing what you're where you are right now.
Thank you for saying that. I feel like I have grown in front of people, which has been really fun for me. That's why I'm like really grateful for where I got my start here. And Rocker and I were talking because I brought in all of the things tonight, like many instruments.
That's right.
And we were kind of laughing about how it keeps growing every time, or I change it. And then tonight I've brought all of them.
Well, Jamie, I said the first time she was here, it was just piano.
Right.
And then the second time she was here, it was all guitar, and now it's guitar and piano tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be and a harmonica too.
And harmonica.
Love harmonica.
Oh,
you also brought us pizza. Thank you. Where'd you get the pizza from?
I did, and I'll tell you what, got it from Attica Bar in Albany, Wisconsin. Oh. Shout out to Attica Bar. I just played there this afternoon for one of my farewell shows in Wisconsin, and I love that place. The people, and the pizza is fantastic. So Attica Bar in Albany, Wisconsin.
Albany. I'm camping at Nelson Dewey this summer, so I'm going to stop by Albany and say hi. It's not that far, I don't think.
No, not at all.
No.
Consult the GPS.
Don't drive into a lake, Jimmy. Kelsey, you came to Madison to complete your PhD at the UW-Madison.
Yes.
After getting a master's degree at The Ohio State University, tell us about Miss Kelsey and Dr. Miles.
Oh, man. You know, I always thought I was going to have this really large research group and be a professor at a top university. And then one night I was using music in the lab. I'd work real late. I'd work really late and I'd be singing just to work through some things. And one night I stopped at the karaoke kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it all began for me.
And
I met a woman named, her name's Elizabeth. Elizabeth, if you're listening, I appreciate you. She's the reason I started. She said, "You're a really good singer. You should borrow my guitar." We met that night, you know, and it was just, it all changed from there. But I finished it in 2017. I got my PhD, and I went full-time music right after that, living out of the basement of a friend's place and just trying to make it work. But then I did explore to see if that was still something I really wanted to spend my life doing. So I worked at a pharmaceutical company, a startup pharma company for a year, and it wasn't for me. And so it's one of those when you're a musician and a creator, you just have to. You just have to create, you know?
What's your life like now that you're a professional musician? I mean, this is what you do, you know, versus working 9 to 5 in the corporate world.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting because right now I'm making a really big shift into trying to make it full time with my original music, which I think is a really difficult thing to do. And so, yeah, as far as making it with more cover band shows, right? I do a lot of solo shows traveling, but it's during the week. It's like booking and it's like getting everything ready on your website and all that stuff. But what's been really fun for me is I have a studio in my living room I built, and I've been working on this next album and finalizing things there. And the days are fluid. They're always new. There's always something because there's so many hats you have to wear when you are a professional musician. There's so many hats, you know.
You're also a mom to a cat.
Oh my
God. Rhodey.
She's the best.
Is Rhodey... Rhodey didn't come tonight. Huh?
I'm sorry. She didn't come tonight. I know.
Did you at least leave the radio on?
Actually, I did.
I do that for the dogs. If Mrs. K's gone.
Exactly.
Leave them on.
Rhodey, I love you, honey. Mama's coming home tonight.
Don't push anything off the counter.
Oh, my gosh. That's a guarantee that she will. And sometimes I'll leave things on there just so she can feel accomplished, like she knocked something off, you know, and I come back and I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. Now, she is we recently had a vet visit, and the vet in her notes actually wrote that she's a very smart cat.
Well, that's what happens when you teach your kid music, Rocker. They become very intelligent.
Exactly. I taught her how to sit and high five as a bard trick, so she would travel with me as a kitten. I actually met her at a gig about 3 hours north of here in, Mondovi, Wisconsin, at Together Farms, and she jumped in the back of my guitar amp, and that was it. Took her home.
Do you hustle people?
Wow.
Hey, my cat can give me a high five.
No, oh my gosh. $5. When she was a kitten, I made great in tips. I'll tell you what. But as soon as she became an adult cat, they were like, what is this lady doing? You know?
And now she's your roadie.
She is my roadie, and she's won a Madison Area Music Award for being Roadie of the Year.
Roadie of the Year.
Yep.
She's the only cat that's ever won a Mama.
Yeah. Her name keeps getting nominated, but magically it gets deleted. So I think someone found out it was a cat that won, and that's fine. She won it 1 year. That was good enough.
Legend. Let's get to some live music with Kelsey Miles in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The most trusted name in real estate. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Beautiful Mistake. And it looks like you're going to read a little bit from your brand new journal.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the first song on my upcoming album, I Am. And I'm going to read from you. I'm going to read from my I Am guided journal that I created to give listeners an experience behind each song, why I wrote it. And then I invite you to explore the topic within yourself. So Beautiful Mistake, I'm going to open it up here. It's chapter one. It takes 100 days to get through the entire album to really dive into these topics. So this is day 2 through 9 that you get to explore Beautiful Mistake. So I'm going to read this passage that I wrote. I started this album with my truth. I thought I had everything figured out. I thought I knew who I was, what I was doing, and where I was going. It was an infallible vision, just waiting to be released. Those are lyrics in the song. Well, it was released and it was nothing like I expected, not even close. I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I betrayed myself and I let others down. Many relationships failed. I put walls up and hid my feelings. I broke down. I lost myself and my way. At the very same time, I also learned how to love myself and others more fully. I strengthened many of my relationships. I tore down my walls and expressed myself more than ever. I became stronger. And more importantly, I found the true essence of myself. And I trust it knows the way. The first step of this journey, this lyrical journey that I'm talking about, was to accept everything that made me who I am. I cannot change the past, but I can accept the reality of what has happened. I choose to embrace every lesson and every step I've taken. Not only are they my mistakes to make, but I choose to call them beautiful. So this is Beautiful Mistake.
Let's hear it. Kelsey Miles in the Devil's Lair.
Journey that I would endure.
mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. And I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, I cannot change it, so I will embrace it, my beautiful mistake.
Beautiful. Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. That's deep. That's an emotional charged song for sure. Hey, so you're switching over to the guitar now, right?
Yes.
All right. So we'll do that. While you're doing that, I'll tell folks that if you want to check out the archives, you can head to the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. Also, if you want to call and ask Kelsey a question, say hi to Kelsey. Who doesn't like to say hi to Kelsey? You can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY to say hello, Kelsey Miles. Dr. Kelsey Miles.
And I'm sure Kelsey would welcome any questions about her song, because it seems that your new kind of journal that's going along with your new album is all about kind of questioning all this stuff yourself. So if any listeners out there would like to question that, that's what this is all about. And Kelsey, March 23rd, that's the day that you're really launching this 100-day lyrical yes. journey.
Yes, and people can go, and people have already been buying the journal already. I have a giveaway going out right now, actually, of a song if you buy the journal and post it with hashtag 100 Days with Kelsey. I have a Facebook group where we're starting this, and it's available on Amazon, actually, and through my website. Yeah.
It's a real book.
It's like a book.
I mean, it's a real book. I you were showing it to me.
Yeah.
And there was, I mean, the
can you
artwork,
hear the pages?
It's very professional. Like, I mean, you know, you're like, you know, the doctor, right? Dr. Miles, you put out a book. It wasn't like just like this cheap book that you put out. That really looks professional to me.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So it's funny that you were talking about PhD in chemistry and all that. And then I do this and people are like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like that. And yeah. It's like, yeah, I just really, when I finished that album, I realized I wanted everyone else to have a way they could work through those topics, like in the order I did. And I just couldn't help but do it. And I wanted it to be in a nice little package, you know? So
I mean, to me, it looks like one of those books in college where it has all those like blank lines and they're like, this is where you're going to write your essay.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
It's guided.
You know, this challenge, I think didn't you do something similar during the pandemic or not too long ago?
Exactly. So it's really cool. I started, it was 2/22/22 that I started a 100-day challenge, which is a little different. This one's, I'm calling it a journey because actually you can start it at any time. And so, yeah, it kind of started back in 2022.
Okay.
And what I did was I took people through some journaling prompts, but it wasn't quite tied to an album. And it was just my first kind of foray into really looking at serious journaling. And I found meditation to be really helpful. And yeah, this has been a culmination, I think, of projects that I've kind of done. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, another rocker, forgive me, I don't know where we are within the script here, but
please, Jimmy,
you kind of do some, you know, where you journal with your fans, with Coffee with Kelsey.
Totally. Yeah, I do that in kind of a different format of, right, like I'm asking them questions, and I'll come up with topics of something that we need to discuss that day, or just reminders we all need. It's really sprinkled in everything I do.
I've had coffee with you. I like coffee with Kelsey. Well, tell people where they can check out Coffee with Kelsey.
Yeah, so Coffee with Kelsey is right now, it's on Facebook. And so if you go to my Facebook page, Kelsey Miles, you'll find that every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Yeah.
Nice. Kelsey, Coffee with Kelsey. Let's get back to live music with Kelsey Miles in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you're going to play is Save My Soul. It's one of my favorite songs of yours that we play here on Max Inc. Radio. And now this is this a part of your journal?
It is. Let me pull it up.
So, this is a song that's maybe not so new, right? This has been around for a while.
Yeah, it's been around for a little while. And what's interesting is that when I was putting this album together, I was like, oh, this one fits. And it was so interesting how, I never think of writing songs as something where I'm like, I'm not really creating anything. It's like the song existed and I just uncover it. And for some reason, this one uncovered faster than the other one. And so, this one is the ninth song on my album. And it's in chapter 9.
Wow. Makes sense.
All right.
This is great.
May I read you the passage from the book?
You may. Let's hear it.
Yeah. It kind of goes along with what we talked about and you were asking about chemistry. Let's see. So I made a major shift in my life that caused me to feel like a complete imposter. I didn't feel like I fit anywhere. I never thought I was a musician. This is comical to me as I write to you in this journal about songs I've written. Seriously, though, I didn't grow up in a musical family. I never took any music lessons. I did sing in choir in high school, but I was not one of the good singers. I was a chemist. I was fully committed and even earned my master's and PhD in chemistry. I planned to run my own research group at a top university. At 25 years old, I picked up the first instrument ever, guitar, and it changed my life. I immediately started writing songs. It was like music found me and saved me. Music felt like home, but because it was so new, I felt like an imposter. As I leaned more into the music, I started to feel like an imposter in the chemistry world, too. I wasn't a real musician, and then I was no longer a real chemist. It was a confusing time. I felt like, and in quotations, a stranger to myself. Those are lyrics in my song. But in a way, I felt more like me than ever. I trusted that feeling, and I, in quotations, let the music roll, which is also in the song.
Wow. That's amazing, because when you came on the scene, it's just like, it seems like you've just always been here. I'm like, imposter, what do you mean?
Don't tell anyone. No, seriously though, isn't that interesting? And it's, you can see someone navigating their life and you're like, oh, they're doing great. But there's so many of us that inside something else could be happening, right?
Yeah.
So that for sure was me. So on the outside, sure, maybe it looked like it, but boy, did I have that imposter syndrome. Yeah.
Well, let's hear it right now. It's Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Six strings, my head's don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I'm known feels so strange. Soul sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light. I'm a stranger to myself. Wanna recognize anyone else? Oh no, I'll save my soul. save my soul, save my soul. Let the music roll. Seasons pass, reflections change, and bury all that I have in the grave. But my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, that's too bad, and now I'm fed. I'm safe to the song. Now pay my way, and I'm paying everything I'm known. Well, it feels so strange. I'm a stranger to myself.
So you can't see it, but right at my feet, I have what's called a looping pedal. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my foot and I'm going to hit it, and it's going to live record my guitar. All right? And Rocker and Jimmy can attest that I'm doing this live. So right now we're recording my guitar. And the reason we're going to record it is I'm going to play some harmonica. We're going to do a little harmonica solo on this. Literally, look, Mom, no hands. You can't see it. But there's no guitar being played. This is from my looping pedal. It's a little harmonica.
Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair. Oh, so good. We play that song a lot on Saturday nights. Yeah. We do. I'm not sorry about it either. Hey, time flies here when you're having fun. We're at the bottom of the hour here. We got to stop, pay some bills. When we come back, we'll have more live music with Kelsey Miles. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit at Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.TV. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.TV. The Spaceship.TV is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.TV today. The Spaceship.TV.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon, reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. This is Max and Gradio on Civic Media. We are local music.
I think I know what's wrong. I'm having too much fun tonight. You know, I'm not. All the fun is. And Aaron was here too. That's wow. You know, yeah. Hey everybody, welcome to Live in the Devil's Lair. Jimmy K holding on by a thread. Rocker is here. Kelsey Miles in the studio giving us some live music. Love this song right here. Take it away, Rocker.
Oh, Jimmy. So tonight, Kelsey, you are playing one of, I think, your last shows here in Wisconsin because you're going to be heading out on a new journey soon. But before you head out, I was going to ask you about some of these farewell shows because you've built up, you know, quite a community, a network of people, a lot of fans, a lot of people love you. I mean, we had you at Atwood Fest, and it was just, you know, packed. Your band, what are your band guys going to do? You know, I mean, so, you know, how emotional was that? How did that affect you, you know, here before you head out?
Yeah, it's really bittersweet, you know, and I absolutely love that I got my start here, and I have so many like friends and family members of like fans that turned into friends and family members, and it's been really amazing. And my band, they can't get rid of me though. No one can. You guys are kind of still stuck. You know, we've talked about this, Rocker. I'm gonna come up and visit.
Nobody leaves Madison forever.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about the move. I've been spending a lot of time traveling down to Kansas City to play. There's a corporate band called Lost Wax that has been hiring me and flying me down to play. And I just kind of fell in love with the blues scene there. And yeah, it's just a bigger city, you know, and it's there's something there. I feel it. I feel the vibe that I need to go explore it. Mm. You know?
Were there cool cats there? So Rhodey has friends and,
you know, Rhodey hates other cats, you know? So anyone out there who doesn't like cats, my cat agrees with you. So
what are we don't have a lot of time here. What are the venues like though? The live music venues?
Oh, you know, there's definitely some fantastic ones, and there's several blues jams that I've been to. There's a lot of like kind of that town feel, that hometown, you know, feel, but just a lot more of it. I think that's kind of how I feel. There's just bigger, you know, there's more of them.
So what, you know, so blues, barbecue.
Oh, and the barbecue is so good. Oh, I'm a foodie. Oh, and the barbecue is amazing. The blues scene is fantastic. And I'm working in a collective of like 50 to 60 pro level musicians. And so it's just been really nice to kind of expand and be pushed like that. My band is totally professional, but they all have their families here, you know, and it's been really fun to kind of be part of something where it's like my band multiplied. Like there's so many, you know. Will really help me kind of grow in the next steps of my kind of path where I'm going.
Well, I'm sure you don't do much without a lot of contemplation.
I think too much. Oh, my God.
Speaking of thinking too much, let's contemplate the next song you're going to play for us live here in the Devil's Lair with Kelsey Miles, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. What song do you have for us next?
Well, it makes me want to play my song I Go Back, which is all about ruminating thoughts.
That's another song we play all the time on Saturday nights.
Oh, wonderful. I think, you know what, I think I'm going to play a song that it's going to be released here soon. So I'll be sending it to you. It'll be released next Friday. And the song is called Fool, and it's the third song on my album. So this is chapter 3, day 20 through 28, as you do this 100-day journey with
me. Get the fool out of the way right in the beginning.
Right? So here it is. This is Fool. Hindsight is 20/20. When I look back on a situation that left me disappointed, I can clearly see the situation for what it is and how I hoped it would be different. I love that I give people the benefit of the doubt and can hope for the best. When it doesn't turn out as expected, I get disappointed. Disappointment isn't a bad thing, though. That feeling helps me learn what I like and don't like. That low feeling of disappointment can turn into a judgment. I judge myself for not making a change earlier, or having expectations and allowing myself to get disappointed. It can turn into a vicious cycle of shame. Not only am I disappointed about this situation, but now I am judging myself for being disappointed. In this chapter, we're going to explore judgment. Was I actually a fool in this song? Or is that my inner critic judging me?
It's Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair.
I was a fool when it began. I was a fool to let you in. I was a fool to think you felt the same. So I just forget it up and leave. Ooh, yeah. I was a fool. I was a fool. I was a fool to walk that line. I was a fool to compromise. I was a fool. Out your kiss, babe. Now you ain't got none of this. Ooh, yeah. I was a fool. I was a fool. I was a fool to think you felt the same. I was a fool believing that maybe you'd change. I was a fool. Thinking that you got me more, but you're wrong. Oh, you're wrong. Now you're never, ever gonna fool me again.
Kelsey Miles, I like that song. I'm looking. That's new, right?
Yeah, it's I co-wrote this with my lead guitarist Adam Nauman, and there's a really epic like guitar solo in this, and I think you'll really dig it. Awesome. Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair, 844-967-2789 if you want to call up and say hi to Kelsey. And Rocker, just a quick reminder, Maxine Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to talk with Cameron from Carbellion at 10:30.
That's right, Jimmy. That's going to be a lot of fun. Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer at the Wisco for Bomblastica 2023.
You're going to miss that. 15th. You're going to miss that show, Kelsey.
I'm going to miss it.
Are you a metal fan? Do you like metal?
Well, I really would love to hear Iron Plow, you know?
Well, you know what? Actually, you have a chance tomorrow. Because tomorrow, Iron Plow is playing at the High Noon Saloon in Madison.
Really?
At 2 p.m., yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
A matinee.
Yeah,
that's
a matinee
wonderful.
Show. It's made for old people. It's perfect.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. That actually, I might actually come out. You might actually
see
that.
It. Yeah, it's a tribute to Bill Jackson. It's a memorial. He was part of the buy and sell shop that used to be the building before it was High Noon Saloon.
Oh, okay.
And so they're kind of having that show. It's going to be with Super Tanker plays at 1 o'clock. And then Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. They're a Stooges tribute band. They're going to be playing after us.
But Electric Spakey is not going to be there. So
No, Jimmy. You can order that one up at home.
Yeah. Let's get into another song, Rocker. Kelsey, what do you think?
What do you got for us, Kelsey?
Well, why don't we do something about celebrating?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do, this is chapter 8. This next song's called.
This one has like a chapter 8.
I know, right? I'm just trying to copy your beautiful radio voices, that's all. This next one's called I See You. I wrote this song after talking with one of the sweetest souls I know. She was working hard as a caregiver during the pandemic. And although she loved her job, it was wearing her down. It was clear she wasn't looking for help or for someone to make it all better. It was more simple. She wanted to be seen. I know this feeling as well. There are moments in my life when I'm working hard and I'm low on energy. And if someone makes me feel seen in that moment, it can energize me to keep going. To celebrate someone regardless of the outcome is one of the simplest and most influential gifts you can give to someone. This requires seeing someone for who they are without requirements and to see them knowing that, in quotations, this is from my song, they may fail and they may fall. When I shared this new song with her to celebrate her, I felt a beautiful sense of love and fulfillment. I realized, though, it's easier for me to celebrate others than to celebrate myself. Perhaps this song is more than three little words I can use to celebrate others. Maybe this song is a reminder for me to see myself too. Do you celebrate yourself?
It's Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a job to do, depends on you, putting everyone around you first. And I know you're tired, you're losing fire, but I know your strength will get you through. You may fail and you may fall, so as it feels like nothing helps at all. So let this song remind you things to you you're getting through.
Thank you.
Woo! I see you and everything you do. I see you. I see you and what you're going through. I see you. Behind your mask, emotions grab everything you bottled up inside. But you don't show it, no, you keep your focus. It's your strength that's gonna get us by. fail and you may fall. So dance, it feels like nothing helps at all. So let this song remind you, they say we're getting through. It's true. I see you, and everything you do, I see you. I see you, and what you're going through, I see you.
So right now, I am recording my guitar again with my looping pedal. Add a little bit of drums here. Choir going on.
Kelsey Miles, live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Kelsey, before you take off those headphones, we actually have a caller that wanted to call up and say hello.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Wrinkle Fish, and I'm calling from a gig that I'm doing in Cedarburg.
How are you, Rink? It's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the last time I saw you was down at the Red Rooster after the gig on the lake. That was a lot of fun. And I just want to, you know, wish you personally, I want to wish you lots and tons of good luck on all the changes you're making for yourself, because I know it's what you want to do. But I've seen you grow so much in the last few years, you know, from a distance. And it's just so impressive to me of what you're doing, you know, with your career and with yourself.
Oh, thank you so much for those kind words.
And thank you so much for calling in today, Rico. Appreciate that. 844-967-2789 if you want to call up, say hello to Kelsey. So are we switching over to the piano here, Rocker?
Is this next piece of song? It sure is, Jimmy. Yeah.
And
we had, while Kelsey was playing, a guy and I think his daughter were walking by outside the window on University Avenue. And they started, you know, he was kind of had the girl on his back and he's like, you know, dancing with her. And I said, hey, come on in.
They in studio right now?
They just took off, but they were here. Cool. I gave them some headphones. They were listening to that whole last song. So we had a little audience here, impromptu. That was pretty cool.
That's the start. That's the floodgate right there, Kelsey. Get them in through the window. You got them for life, right?
That's great.
All right. Hey, we got about 5 minutes before Max and Kevy here. So we got one more song here?
Yeah, let's do one more. Let me read you a quick passage. This one is a song that I really want to leave you with tonight. This one's called The Lighthouse. And this one means the world to me. And I think you'll hear why. I'll go quickly. The Lighthouse. This is the last song on my album. My lowest moments have taught me the most. At the end of the song before this, I was broken and lost. And at the very same time, I was whole, and I knew exactly where I was. Internally, I was suffering and feeling love at the exact same time. And when I realized this, I became especially confused. Fortunately, a song flowed through me with ease, The Lighthouse. And each chapter, I included a yin and yang journal prompt so that we could explore the duality of energy in each song. These opposites provide balance and harmony. I've come to realize that there's part of me that is never lost. It's like a lighthouse on a shore. Its light is always shining. It's there to guide, protect, and help. It's, in quotations, these are from my song, patiently waiting no matter the storm. This song is about my internal lighthouse. I was the boat lost at sea, and I discovered the lighthouse was me. We all have this light. There's a part of us that is supportive, patient, and loving. It never judges, no matter how many times we venture off into the storm. And in quotations, the lighthouse always calls you home. I hope this song brings you peace like it does for me.
It's Kelsey Miles. Amazing live in the Devil's Lair.
Oh, can you unmute my piano? Explore, but turn around before you. Station, you can hear this big old horn section playing a big horn solo. And now my lead guitarist is playing a killer lead guitar part. And now it's my turn.
Beautiful. Kelsey Miles, live in the Devil's Lair. Kelsey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck in Kansas City. Don't be a stranger and, you know, come by and say hi every once in a while.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you.
Real quick, give the website.
KelseyMiles.com/100days. I want to see you there, March 23rd.
Thank you, Kelsey. Rocker and I are back with Max Inc. Heavy next. It's Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon, reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. This is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
From Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.